Mad Mars Notebook for August 13th, Dog Days of Podcasting 2026. So, it's late again. Almost forgot to record. Let's see, update on the tropical storm. The name is Lala. I don't know where they come up with the names, but that's what it is. And it appears to be on track to maybe miss at least my island to the south. Probably will still get caught in the fringe at the very least, but still looks like it's going to hit the big island. If not head on, then at least a very big swipe at it. And that's slowed down a bit. It might hit the big island overnight tomorrow and get across to Honolulu or Oahu by Sunday, maybe. We'll see what happens. Anyway, tomorrow's probably gonna have a lot of unexpected changes to the daily plan. Anyway, but I caught up on listening to episodes. This looks like Empath. Heretical Fishing. Yeah, I kind of like that series, at least the first few books. I think it's up to book 4 now. It's been a while since I checked it. And let's see, what was it you said about him? But I noticed you liked and you recognized Heath Miller. So I guess you know the other series that he's more well known for. So no need to go into that one. But there are a couple of parallels between Heretical Fishing and He Who Fights with Monsters. The cooking. I bet you didn't realize how much cooking there could be in a cozy little story like that one. And that does pretty much hold... it is pretty much a theme that goes through the other books, if that's what you're looking for. Not much in the way of what you would call a traditional conflict in lit RPG. Like I said, these are cozy lit RPGs, so conflict tends to be in terms of a crafting contest or a quest that rely more upon crafting and hitting certain milestones. Anyway, I still like it. It does build up to this bigger story, so I'm not going to spoil that, even though I still don't see... I don't know, I think you'll probably see some hints at the outline of the bigger story. Anyway, if I'm kind of reading what your taste is like, I'm guessing you're more interested in the RPG aspect of the genre, where you must have the hero be heroic and kill his enemies. And I'm guessing if you've probably gone through all the major lit RPG authors, yeah, you must have gone through Zogarth by now, and the Primal Hunter. He, I think, and that Primal Hunter book does kind of embody that typical RPG style of storytelling. Single main character, overpowered to the nth degree, and solo questing. So, I mean, there are, you know, he does have friends, but it's meant to be a solo adventure. You don't really see much in the way of a overall quest. It's not like he has to save the world after an apocalypse. By the way, for everybody else, this is one of those system apocalypse type of stories where it begins by the Earth being consumed in the system-wide apocalypse. But then it gets better. Let's see. What am I reading right now? I'm going through The Moonbound Professor. I read the first book, I want to say a month, maybe a month and a half ago, and then I put all of the books in to my wish list, and just so happened, I think all but one of them came in at a really cheap price that last sale on Audible, only about $5 a book on average. So I took a chance on buying up like 6 books based on the first one. This has not always worked out in the past, but I got a good feeling I'm gonna like this one anyway. So far so good. I think I'm closing in on the last hour of the second book, and maybe I'll talk more about it. It's been a pretty long day so far, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.